My name is Brian Dersom. I'm director and chief curator at the Low Art Museum, University of Miami. Well, China went through a very odd period because after the fall of the Qing, the art continued in some respects on a fairly traditional line with artists like Qi Baishi and Xu Beihong and these artists who were still doing painting and calligraphy. That's really what they were doing. And some of them were doing experiments in, for example, European painting. Mm-hmm. So they would copy, you know, Monet and other, and Gauguin, other things, just as the Japanese were doing as well. And clearly the big changes for art occur after 1950. The People's Republic, when they first took office, when they first came into power, really the art was turned more towards propaganda than it was towards anything else. But that was true also of Russia after the Russian Revolution. And the period from 1950 to 1976 in China is, I wouldn't say it's a wasteland, but it's very difficult because there wasn't a lot being produced, and so many of the artists in the Cultural Revolution, which was started in 66 and went through 76, were tortured, imprisoned, their art was burned. It was really, you know, a horrible period of time for the Chinese. During the Cultural Revolution, a lot of Chinese didn't learn anything about their culture, didn't learn about traditional painting. They were busy out there destroying it. You know, there's a real issue. So the newer artists who are coming up, it's not that they don't have the cultural baggage, they do. So they are Chinese, so they're obviously looking back to the past. Ai Weiwei is an example of that. Painting Neolithic pots, you know, with Coca-Cola signs, I'm not sure I agree with, but, you know, that's what his point is, to say, you know, this is the past, and we're looking to the present and the future. We're really not thinking about it. So they're using imagery, Chinese imagery, in a very different way. We have a photographer out there who basically, you know, is showing, in a sense, the demolition of the society and the rebuilding of the society along a whole new line. And he uses that imagery. He creates faces in, you know, buildings that are to be demolished, which are actually cut out of ceramists too, that are working, still utilizing Chinese techniques and using Chinese characters and using Chinese imagery within ceramics. But for example, it'll be a bust of Mao Zedong, or it will be some other thing that's recognizable, but in a very fractured sort of way. Xu Bing is interesting because he uses calligraphy and the written word. He's made up his own language, sort of utilizing Chinese characters. But he's a fairly long-established artist at this point, and there are, of course, a lot of younger ones now coming up. And China, Chinese art has gone off on two different, and Japanese too, two different routes. One is the more traditional way of painting, and which is calligraphy and painting, drawing, but the drawing being derived from calligraphy as opposed to being a European kind of style of painting, you know, in oils on canvas or acrylics. And then the other one is a more Western style, you know, a direction that, you know, is inspired by China at some level, but really is also very much, you know, turning to Western ideas.